This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you this hour, and there's plenty of time for you to call us. 877-726-8255 is our number. And Dave is about to take advantage of our opportunity to come into the doctor's office. He's from Suffern, New York. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This winter was unusual for me. I've been relatively healthy except for a few things, and I had two colds during the year. And a friend of mine said that they see a nutritionist and take certain vitamins, and they never get a cold, ever.
Yep.
So I said, oh, that's, I'd never heard of that, but I take a lot of vitamins. Is there any such thing as that, taking an extra vitamin so you don't get a cold?
Well, look, I mean, I think vitamins can't necessarily make you invulnerable. There are many factors that make it more or less likely that you're going to get sick. The immune
right.
system is vulnerable to stress, to sleep deprivation, as we discussed in hour one. Exercise itself can enhance the immune system. So, you know, there's a variety of factors involved. So the nutrients that are particularly important, you know, in the past, Linus Pauling emphasized vitamin C as a bulwark against infection, and I think it's certainly important, but I think C has been eclipsed by one letter over, which is D. Vitamin D at higher levels seems to prevent infections. There are studies that suggest that if you're replete with vitamin D, and whether you get it from sunlight or whether you get it from oral supplementation, that it's going to help reduce your incidence of upper respiratory infections. So D is important. Also, I like using a product that's kind of a one-stop shop for the nutrients that seem to help ward off respiratory infections. It's called Viracid. It's spelled V-I-R-A-C-I-D, like Viracid. But it's or Viracide, I'm not sure the correct pronunciation, but it's made by Orthomolecular, and it includes ingredients like some vitamin A and some vitamin C and some zinc, which of course is quite important in terms of sustaining immunity. As you age, your immune system declines, and zinc seems to help forestall that decline. Also some nice herbs, astragalus, black elderberry extract, which seems to be particularly helpful against the flu. Andrographis, also an immune-enhancing herb. Of course, echinacea, that's important. Lysine may have antiviral effects. And so it's a nice combination product. I also like to suggest that when patients get sick or feel like they're coming down with something, that they take it's a liquid dropper, something called ViraClear. And ViraClear is an extract of an herb that seems to help reduce respiratory infections. It's called Umka. And so Umka, it's hard for me to pronounce the actual name of it, but it's from the root of Pelargonium. And these plants seem to be among the plants that help reduce symptoms of colds and flus. So that's a product that we like as well. So, you know, those are my suggestions. And if you follow that regimen, you may find yourself next year in the same category as your friend, saying, hey, you know, I'm taking this, these supplements, and feels like I'm bulletproof when everybody else around me is dropping like flies.
Right. That's terrific. Thank you very much, and great show. Thanks for being there for us.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate it. This item And it has to do with colostrum, which is another great way to support your immune system. You know, we just had a conversation with Doug Wyatt, who's from the Sovereign Health Initiative. His company, Sovereign, makes a very high-quality colostrum. And colostrum, you know, let's look at what colostrum is. Colostrum is a substance that is in the first milk, and it's designed to program the immune system of baby animals and humans to resist infection. And without colostrum, animals die. So in the agricultural industry, they use a lot of colostrum because it reduces the infant mortality of baby calves and so on. So this is how you can get a hold of Sovereign Laboratories products. The most powerful superfoods, their benefits are universal and always available no matter what your age. There's a nutritional supplement that I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminates harmful pathogens and fights infection, and it cleanses and prevents the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. By adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet, it'll provide the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Sovereign Colostrum LD. Okay, let's take a call now from Jill. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello, Jill. Hi.
Oh, hi, doctor. Yes, the whole discussion of colostrum sounds very, you know, interesting for people who aren't allergic to dairy, but what about people like me who is?
Well, it depends on the extent of your allergy to dairy, because what are your symptoms of allergy to dairy? What happens?
Well, I'm allergic to the casein, and I get all congested, swollen glands, sore throat, and eventually a cold.
Okay. And that is a concern. And, you know, in previous conversations, I've asked Doug about that, and we got some answers for you. You know, if a user has a dairy allergy, the Sovereign Laboratories has made their colostrum to be lactose reduced. In terms of lactose, there's not going to be a problem. If you have a severe casein allergy, well, you might have to exercise caution, but colostrum is a highly purified product. There's very little in the way of extraneous proteins in it. It's mostly the immunoglobulins and the natural substances that are present in colostrum, which is very, very free of casein. But if you have anaphylaxis to dairy, you know, where you actually go into, you know, breathing problems and you have to use an EpiPen, that's where I would exercise caution. But I actually don't think it's going to make that much difference in terms of that level of dairy sensitivity. I personally don't do well with dairy, but I don't go into an immediate, you know, fit where I need emergency treatment if I get a tiny amount of dairy. What happens to me is similar to you, is if I consume a lot of dairy, I'll get congested and I might be more likely to come down with a cold. You know, I've taken colostrum for a long time, including the Sovereign product, and it's not something that triggers my particular sensitivities. And, you know, since it enhances immunity, it ought to actually have the opposite effect. It may make you less vulnerable to colds and respiratory infections and mucus.
Oh, it'd be worth getting the samples and try it out.
Yeah, I mean, that it's safe. I mean, look, again, if you are a certified anaphylactic reactions to dairy, maybe that's, you know, where you would exercise caution or get tested in an allergist's office to see if you have a reaction in an abundance of caution. But in this case, I don't think it's going to pose a big problem.
Good. Thank you very much, Doctor.
All right. Great question. I mean, that's an important question. I didn't have time to ask Doug about it, but we'll get some more information about that specific issue for you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And during last hour, I introduced the subject of PQQ. Which, let me try this once again, stands for pyroloquinoline quinone. Okay, you can instantaneously forget that because PQQ is a lot easier way of designating this relatively new nutrient, which I've been looking at for several years. It's been on my radar screen. I've finally moved it off the radar screen into my recommended supplements list for a neurodegenerative disease. And why is it beneficial? In a mouse model of Alzheimer's disease, mice were given a formulation containing PQQ and other ingredients, which included green tea, blueberry powder, and carnosine, vitamin D, and grapeseed extract. And what they found was that the supplemented mice experienced benefits over their unsupplemented counterparts, including reduced motor deficits and reduced cognitive impairment that is associated with aging. Aging, of course, occurs in a much more rapid rate in mice. You can study them for 2 or 3 years instead of for 50 or 70 years, and you can see the effects of supplementation much more quickly. PQQ prevents glutamate-induced neurotoxicity in brain cells and culture. That's actually thought to be a mechanism of ALS. PQQ supports mitochondrial efficiency. It helped to raise levels of ATP and oxygen utilization and reduced oxidative stress, which damages mitochondria. PQQ protects brain tissue from sugar damage, and that's actually one of the main pathways by which neurodegenerative diseases occur in people with borderline blood sugar or metabolic syndrome. They're much more likely to develop cognitive decline or neurodegenerative disorders. So a study looking at humans, people taking PQQ experienced improvements in their working memory after 12 weeks and in their ability to retain focus on tasks in the face of distractions. That sounds pretty good. Taking 20 milligrams of PQQ every day. By the way, 20 milligrams of PQQ is fairly easy to attain. You don't have to take 25 pills, many supplements, either in tablet or powder form, contain deliver 20 milligrams of PQQ. In a study of humans, taking 20 milligrams of PQQ every day for 12 weeks boosted blood flow to the right prefrontal cortex. That's good because it's the area of the brain devoted to higher cognitive functions. So, good stuff. PQQ reverses cell damage. It reduces the presence of chemical stressors in the brain and it can, I think, really form an important part of a regimen designed to slow the progression of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And so here's really what I'm very excited about. I've been talking to you about nicotinamide riboside for a long time as sort of the companion nutrient to coenzyme Q10 for mitochondrial support. Of course, we talk about NT factor for mitochondrial support. That's important, too. Nicotinamide riboside supplemented fruit flies had a slowing in the progression of their animal model of Parkinson's disease. Also, Parkinson's cells put into the test tube when treated with nicotinamide riboside had a tendency to not degenerate as rapidly as cells not treated with nicotinamide riboside. Admittedly, what we need are long-term human trials in individuals suffering from Parkinson's disease, but I don't think it's premature to recommend that people take nicotinamide riboside if they are suffering from neurodegenerative diseases, or in general, if they want to prevent neurodegenerative problems. I have no problems whatsoever, but at the age of 65, I consider my brain an important asset, and I want to protect it via nicotinamide riboside. The product that I recommend, Niacel from Thorne, it can be obtained. You can obtain it via our office if you call us, and we'll put you in touch with Thorne, and they'll provide it to you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and now for some real musical backup. Bring up the background music, Lewis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There are studies that suggest that GMOs, genetically modified organisms, can cause cancer because of the presence of glyphosate. That's a pesticide that gets sprayed liberally on Roundup-resistant crops. But even if you don't think that glyphosate can cause cancer, there's some real concerns, as are revealed in a new study that I'll share with you momentarily. But first, let's talk to Francis. Hey, Francis.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Francis. I have a mom who's 100 years old. And recently she developed a blood clot in her leg and she was put on Xarelto. She's already had two bleeding episodes, like nosebleeds, and she's bruising and she just doesn't feel well on this medicine. I'm trying to get her doctor to do a sonogram to see if the clot is still there. I want to get my mother off this freaking medicine because I'm worried about her. And I want to put her on natokinase. I also heard pycnogenol was very good. I just want to know if I can get her safely off the Xarelto. Thanks, Dr. Hoffman.
Yeah, and this is really illustrates interesting question, Francis. This really illustrates one of the big problems in medicine today. I mean, mom is 100 years old, and that's a very precarious state of being. And when you put patients who are 100 years old on powerful blood thinners, it puts them at great risk. And yet, That's the protocol. That's the paint-by-numbers protocol for people who have blood clots in their legs. And it's a reasonable protocol for somebody who's 50 or 60 or 70, but it is high risk for somebody who's 100. However, it's the rare physician who's going to consider that in the management of this patient. Because, you know, as much as you protest, they're going to say, well, what if she does get a blood clot to her brain? That's the risk, or to her lungs. She might get a pulmonary embolus, and that would be game over. And so pretty much you're going to be lockstepped into a medical regimen for a 100-year-old. This doesn't make a lot of sense in this case, in my opinion. And yes, there are natural blood thinners. Higher doses of fish oil can be helpful. Nattokinase is great for blood clots in the legs to help to resolve them. And, you know, you're on the right track by talking about pycnogenol. But the question is, from a practical standpoint, how are you going to get the doctors to withdraw treatment that they think is the standard of care for somebody with a blood clot? And that's really the issue. And you know, so often this comes up. You know, people say, oh, my relative is in the hospital and it's a catastrophe. And, you know, what can you suggest in terms of supplements, to alleviate this problem? And it's really hard when somebody has an acute medical condition, to substitute natural therapy for, what's considered, standard of care medical treatment. So, you're on the right track. You're an astute listener. If you want to take the risk, you can stop the medication, and, you know, it's sort of becomes your responsibility whether mom develops a more serious complication from a blood clot if it doesn't work. You may be willing to assume that responsibility, and it's a risk-benefit equation, because Xarelto can cause very serious bleeding episodes. If you have any doubt of that, you know, just turn on the TV and watch the ads that propose that people join class action suits. You know, have you been on Xarelto or any other similar blood thinner? And have you experienced fatal or devastating blood bleeding episodes? Just call 1-800 Ambulance Chasers, and they'll be happy to have you join a lawsuit on that subject. So, it's a quandary. It really is. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255. Okay, let's hear about something about glyphosate, commonly known as Roundup. Also, another one, dicamba. You know, what they're using these days is GMO crops that are resistant to herbicides. So it makes it easy. You can just spray with herbicides and you won't kill the crops and you'll kill the weeds. Or in some cases they use pesticides to kill pests. And so the net result is that you're getting a lot more in the way of herbicides and pesticides in the non-organic GMO foods that you're getting at the supermarket. So here's another reason to be concerned about herbicides. Bacteria respond to exposure to herbicides by becoming resistant to antibiotics. It's interesting. It's that, you know, bacteria, well, in a sense, they are plants, or not really plants, but they're living organisms that respond to herbicides. And herbicides either kill them, inhibit their growth, or cause them through natural selection to develop resistance. And they say that though herbicides were developed primarily to kill plants, their effects are not necessarily limited to the plant kingdom. They may potentially impact many other non-target organisms, often at sublethal, though no less biologically significant levels. In other words, they may not kill off the bacteria. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. In this case, the bacteria become more resistant. So this story goes on to suggest that herbicide exposure induces a 1.3 to 3.5-fold increase in the amount of antibiotic needed to inhibit colony formation. And in some cases, the changes were even larger. So we got a big problem in hospitals and in the community, which is that there's a lot of antibiotic resistance. It requires more and more antibiotics, higher and higher doses, and we're running out of effective antibiotics. One of the reasons is that we use too many antibiotics to begin with. That creates antibiotic resistance. But another may be the pervasive use of herbicides and pesticides on our foods. And yet another reason to curb our enthusiasm, the agriculture community's embrace of these GMO species that are resistant to herbicides. Not great for good for the plants, not great for the human community. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, you know, we're on a roll talking about exercise. And when it comes to obesity, a lot of people say it's genetic. And it's true. There is a major genetic component to obesity. So is it nature or nurture? And can lifestyle overcome a genetic propensity to obesity? This study looks at that question for the first time ever in women over 70, and it finds that working up a sweat can reduce the influence one's genes have on obesity. So it's the first study to show that even in the 70 to 79-year-old age group, exercise can mitigate the genetic effects of obesity. The study was published in the journal Menopause, and the researchers looked at over 8,000 women of European ancestry. And get this, there are 95 genes, and that's probably just the tip of the iceberg, that have an impact on body mass index. And so if you think, well, I've got the obesity gene, well, you may have 55 out of 95, so the preponderance of your genes moves you towards obesity. There's no single fat gene, but it turns out that even women who had relatively high genetic scores predisposing them to obesity could mitigate the effects of their inheritance by undertaking exercise. So they say for the elderly, exercise is important for preventing muscle loss. You know, that's important too. Sarcopenia can occur. Even if you seem to be overweight, you can be pudgy, but lose muscle. And what does that do? That increases the risk of falls. And then when you fall and you break your hip, it's often game over. So yet another reason to not throw in the towel if you're overweight. It's not just about your genes. You can influence your body composition through exercise, even if you're in an advanced age. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our regular number 877-726-8255. But there are other ways to get in touch with us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use it as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. Alternatively, you can go to our website at drhoffman.com, and on your PC or Mac, on the right side of the screen on your homepage, a rectangle will appear, and it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Clarice. Let's hear from Clarice.
Dr. Hoffman has a protocol for bone, for heart, but I haven't seen a protocol for nerves. I am having some problems with neuropathy, and I was wondering what are the supplements that could support nerve health.
Okay. Well, there certainly should be a protocol for nerve health. We'll get around to that eventually. You can find those protocols at drhoffman.com. Well, first of all, B12 can be very helpful. And sometimes we use B12 injections for certain types of neuropathy. Acetyl-L-carnitine is helpful. And you might use 500 milligrams three times daily of ALC, acetyl-L-carnitine. There's some suggestion that for chemotherapy-induced neuropathy, you can use L-glutamine to prevent it. I've done so successfully with some patients getting heavy chemo, and they come out without any neuropathy whatsoever, which is unusual when you get chemo with taxane drugs. Taxol and so on, cisplatin. Coenzyme Q10, important for mitochondrial function in the nerves. And lately I've been looking at niacel or nicotinamide riboside as being helpful for neuropathy. So there you have it for, you know, certain types of neuropathy. B6 can be helpful. But you have to be careful with B6 because B6 can alleviate neuropathy, but at very high doses it can cause neuropathy. You got to find the sweet spot for B6. B1 in some cases can be helpful. That's thiamine. So pretty much the B vitamins, acetyl-L-carnitine, CoQ10, and B12 are important for alleviating neuropathy. All right. This item from our friends at Claire, as we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. Here's a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure that your future bone health is the best it can be. It's Osteothera plus Iproflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Iproflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Iproflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Iproflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Iproflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's where you can find the protocols. There's a bone health protocol. There's a heart health protocol. And there's a starter pack protocol there. drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for Osteothera plus Iproflavone. I recommend it very highly. All right. This item looks at the cost of cancer care in the U.S. versus Canada. Now, a lot of people knock the Canadian system. It's socialized medicine, and there are drawbacks. It takes a longer time to get an appointment with a specialist. It sometimes takes a longer time to get a test, like an MRI. This analysis suggests that cancer care is twice as costly in the U.S. versus Canada. And moreover, the results are the same. What a difference a border makes when it comes to the cost of cancer care, according to a new study. A month's worth of chemo costs $12,345 on the U.S. side of the border versus $6,195 just over the line into Canada, according to findings presented to the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Well, it would be okay if the extra money that Americans paid bought them more time on Earth, but unfortunately, the results are not robust. Average survival was roughly similar on either side of the border. So you don't necessarily see, they say, that patients in Canada are faring much worse or worse at all, which is sometimes the impression we have in this country, that our outcomes are far better than in places with single-payer health care. So there you have it. Canadian healthcare system delivers cancer care that's equivalent at a much cheaper cost. Dave from Wisconsin, welcome.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman, I'm on medications that have some side effects of fatigue. Diltiazem, amiodarone, and then I have some eye medications, and one of the side effects on some of that is fatigue.
Sure.
Would NT factor interfere with those?
NT factor would not interfere with those. So really, this is what you're talking about is polypharmacy, you know, which is that you got heart problems, and so you're taking amiodarone, which is a very fatiguing medication. You're taking eye medications for glaucoma, probably, which are, you know, beta blockers that, you know, because they go in the eyes, they go systemic, and they can be fatiguing. And NT factor can sometimes offset that fatigue to some extent, but really the best approach is to see if we can deprescribe. Now, it may be, I don't know your case, it may be that the very medications you're taking are really essential and are properly prescribed, and there's no way around it. But in looking at a patient like you, and very often I see patients on multiple medications, my goal is to deprescribe, to see how many of these medications we can reduce, and whether we can eliminate them altogether through, you know, natural methods, through diet, through exercise in some cases, or through supplementation, which usually is much less in the way of potential side effects. And we also want to see if the medications themselves are depleting certain nutrients. That is the case with certain meds. They cause depletions in magnesium, for example. I think that's one of the side effects of amiodarone. You may do well to support yourself with additional nutrients to offset the nutritional depletions of the drugs you're taking. So it's a matter of taking certain things that enhance energy, like NT factor, but it's also a matter of taking a look at all the things you're doing and seeing if we're on the right track for addressing your problems. All right, thanks for joining us. Great questions this hour and last. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter at drhoffman.com. Shop at our store. My online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com has protocols. And have yourselves a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.